Walk Saturday at 6 a.m. Food, crafts, kids games, and activity tents, $5 each. Three and under get in free. Free admission with military ID. Louisiana Fun, Sugartown Suite, Beauregard Watermelon Festival, Thursday through Saturday, June 20th.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Yeah, there we go. My goodness, I love those horns. We had an abrupt stop with the horns. I love the horns, though. But you know what? You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Community Voice of the Crescent City. Yep. So today we're going to have James Neighbors from Over Passes for America and Sheena Rodriguez from SecureTheBorder.us is how you can get in touch with her. But she's going to tell us about what's going on at the border tonight. So, and we're going to be waiting for Miss Phoenix Kingsley to call in. So, you do know they got some crazy stuff going on by Lafayette Square besides the crazy people in the federal court building. But, you know, not all of them are crooked, but to look out and see, you know, what is a 30-foot Afro pick? That's a little, you know, with the Black Power fist on the top, that's good. But, you know, there are some things in the black neighborhoods and every neighborhood that needs fixing. So I'm really... $2 million for this? Come on. Something could have been done to enhance a community with that. And that's what everybody's saying. For real. But, you know, I had to bring that up. But, you know, the police are crazy here, but guess what? We have a friend, Warren V. Pope, who wrote some books from being on a police department for a while. And he's retired now. And so the names of his books are like Coming Up in Growing Up in Blue is one of them. And Man's Best Friend. Eyewitness to Foolishness from the Bottom of My City. But he's got a four-part series called Running from the Police. So you can find them on the internet. Yep, they are funny. I think he might have, like a lot of people, stepped down from the police department because of the corruption. Because I know a lot of corruption that was going on when Warren V. Pope was a police officer. High up, too. So, the books are fascinating. It's sort of like really a mockery. You know, because you can't make some of this stuff up. And so he wrote about it. I mean, but we need to get into reading 1984, a book from the 60s, and Atlas Shrugged. So we're in the middle of some craziness that people don't realize, because teaching Marxism, what the ideologies of Marxism and communism and, you know, Trotsky and Lenin, they took that out of the schools so you would never know when it was creeping up in your society American society, because we are supposed to be free. And that's not what those ideologies command. And they work contrary to the U.S. Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. So those are three things that, even though you know that's where you are guaranteed your rights, you need to reaffirm yourself with those documents and understand that Washington, D.C. is only supposed to be making laws for things that we request, not things they want us to do. So you have to understand very simply that no matter what they say in this January 6th committee, they are liars. There's evidence to the FBI operatives and Black Lives Matter and Antifa operatives changing into MAGA gear to infiltrate the crowd of Trump supporters. This was an inside job. And look, Tom, if you're going to hate me, really, let's get it straight. You're a defense attorney, so this is the deal. This January 6th committee is an embarrassment to our country. It's a disgrace. We need to be talking about the Zuckerbucks that rigged the election, $418 million worth. None of the election officials want to admit who received it or what they did with it. Well, hey, you in government, somebody gives you something, that's a Open Records Act request. So that's some things that people can work on where you think you're just a little person and you can't help. Now, everybody saw 2,000 mules. People in top government officials in other countries saw it and determined that the Biden-Harris administration's illegitimate. Now, they were arrested in Italy before the election, while the election was going on. We're going into the days. And you have to remember that they covered up what was on the laptop of Hunter Biden that they said was Russian disinformation. 51 intelligence officials signed a letter, sent it to the media, Russian disinformation. Now, the same thing that the media is doing with this and lying about it, I mean, come on. If you don't know your history, Biden used to be a close associate of the Grand Wizard of the KKK, who was a U.S. Senator, Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd and Senator Al Gore Sr., that's Al Gore from Global Warming Hoax, his father, they led a filibuster to keep the civil rights from passing. Now, that was, I believe it went on for 75 days. 75 days. So, I don't see where anyone should consider Obama a black person just because he has dark skin. Why would he have a member of the KKK as his VP? And why would he rig an election to put that unindicted, incestuous pedophile in office as president? The January 6th committee rhetoric is no different than the Trump-Russia collusion rhetoric that we now know is a hoax. Now, none of the media is reporting on Hillary Clinton has a civil RICO complaint filed against her, her co-conspirators, and people in the media. Now, I don't expect us to hear that on local news. Oh, yeah, we got sued. But I don't expect them doing anything more like they're doing about this January 6th thing and lying about Ukraine. Ukraine is a hub for child trafficking. Ukraine has adrenochrome labs. That's why they have the hospitals breeding the children for the adrenochrome industry. Doesn't take a lot of research to find that out. I got sent articles about it a long time ago. So lying about there's no bio labs and then finding out there is, Russia's military just called out Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and Joe Biden by name for running an operation, biolab, bioweapons in Ukraine and globally. So we're going for a break in a minute, and you're listening to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread.
Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
mean, that was some music sounding like a spaceship. I like that, BJ. But anyway, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. And it's Barbara Hoover with another episode of the Beat Exchange. I have my guest on the phone now, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. Good. And Sheena Rodriguez from Secure the Border. How
good
you doing?
Afternoon.
Good. So I want to introduce you to James Neighbors from Overpasses for America on the air. So if there's anything that we can do for you, you know, in the rest of the United States with Overpasses for America, you let us know.
Absolutely. So very nice to officially meet you on air, James.
Very
you
good.
You too.
Yeah. So, Sheena, tell us what's been going on, because you're right there in the middle of it. In the midst of it.
Yeah. Well, it was pretty interesting. So actually on Saturday, I just got back. I spent all last week at the convention, the Republican Party of Texas convention. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know, some of your viewers might have seen John Cornyn, Rhino Senator John Cornyn, get booed off the stage at the convention. I was there to see it firsthand. But the reason why I was mainly there was actually to make sure I was a delegate, you know, from Tarrant County, but also to make sure that as on the platform and on the planks of the GOP party right here in the state of Texas, that we get some of the verbiage, the necessary verbiage in there to try and change some of this legislation with the upcoming ADA session with regards to border security. So, of course, that's right up the alley, Secure the Border, that's our main focus. Is what we can do here in the city, county, and in the great state of Texas to create this wedge and protect the sovereignty of Texas as much as possible, which, of course, will help to protect the rest of the other 49 states. So so we were successful, at least in changing some of the verbiage, getting some of the our priorities in there and some of the verbiage on the platform, on the planks. But I'll tell you what, I was very disappointed that even right here in the great state of Texas, We had to fight to just barely be able to get on the top, on the eighth, which would be the top eight priorities right here in the state of Texas for border security. People really just still have no idea how bad it is. And meanwhile, while we're in there, we're fighting this, trying to get our place at the table here within our own Republican Party of Texas, you know, the Houston Chronicle, which is very left-leaning, has over, you know, the headlines. I actually made it on the front page. Over 239,000 just apprehended just last month in the month of May are the official numbers that came out with another 15 suspected terrorists that came over last month alone as well. And that's just from what was actually apprehended and interacted. So that it says a lot that even in the state of Texas, we're still struggling to get this message out there of this active invasion as it's currently unfolding.
That's serious. It's absolutely serious.
Well, that's in 1 month alone, just to give everybody a little perspective on that, in 1 month alone, that is half of the numbers that were killed during the Civil War.
Cute.
Now, that we're talking the equivalent of 25 infantry divisions have crossed the border in the last month alone.
And that is just what was encountered, apprehended, which, as you know, James, you know, that is a very small percentage. On a good day, under normal circumstances, Border Patrol agents will tell anybody that on average, they're looking at about 15-20% of what's actually coming over that they end up actually physically encountering. There was over another 170 gotaways that they were able to count through Operation Drawbridge here in the state of Texas, which is just what they capture on the cameras. I'm getting nonstop footage of huge, massive groups from the RGV up to Eagle Pass, of these huge, large groups, over 1,000 here, 200 there, 500 there, you know, many of them on personal friends of mine's property. Everything as it stands right now with Operation Lone Star, nothing is stopping this invasion, sadly. And it's still in full effect. If anything, it's already been an increase of since April of over 2% increase So we're still in the midst of it.
Well, go ahead, James.
I've got a friend of mine in South Africa that, you know, it's getting pretty bad there. Their economy just completely wiped out. And I told her, just come to Mexico and then come across our border. You'll get money, a place to live, health care. You'll get stuff that I'm never going to be entitled to. So you might as well get the heck out of there and come suck off the tit of America's welfare system.
Oh, James, we're supposed to be here helping Gina.
Well, you know,
well, I'm just saying, that's how bad it's gotten. That's how bad it's gotten that you could actually know somebody in a foreign country and they could literally get into America and all they have to do is get to Mexico.
Right.
I mean, that's just terrible. It's just a sad statement that we're to that point.
Right.
And we do have the entire world coming over. I've seen from China, Georgia, and I'm not talking about the state, from Syria. I mean, literally the entire world. Actually, we do have a lot from Africa coming over. They have been this entire time. The Haitians, massive waves. These caravans are here. They're arriving. You know, that they saw the 15,000. They are arriving in massive numbers, and it's never ending. And it is the entire world that's coming over our border.
And here's the sick part: is they're not even giving them proper medical checks. They're just like catch and release, catch and release.
Let's do this.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before one of them comes across that is infected with something really, really horrible, but they aren't showing symptoms yet. You know, we just got done with our little all of our COVID fun, and what's about to come across that border? Ebola,
right?
Actually, to your point, there already has been a lot, from Ebola to dengue fever to monkeypox. You know, right now you're hearing about monkey. That's been coming over this entire time. A lot of sexually transmitted diseases and infections, for several reasons that you guys can imagine, just pouring over nonstop. That's a hard fact, but the CDC has kept it quiet up until this point. I would expect that those numbers are going to rise rapidly to the point where of these really horrific diseases, that outside of monkeypox, you know, they're hoping that people bring that in here to the country to start the next one before the November election.
Right.
But it's been coming over this entire time.
Yeah, we're going to slide over for a short break, and we're going to come right back. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange. And we're here with Gina Rodriguez from Secure the Border and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue. Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday from noon to 1 p.m. at lunchtime.
Live. Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Speaking today at the Baton Rouge Press Club, New Orleans Representative Royce Duplessis, who is the vice chair of the House Governmental Affairs Committee, said the current congressional map, which was passed in the February redistricting session, does not meet certain standards required by the Voting Rights Act because it doesn't reflect the state's one-third black population.
So the fact that you have one-third of this state that only has 17% of representation in Congress, that is voter dilution.
Louisiana has six congressional districts. He says the state's one-third black residents should be represented by two of those districts and not one. A bill that would have assured that one could not be discriminated against because one did not have a COVID vaccine has been vetoed by the governor. Mr. Edwards says he nixed the bill because it's, quote, unnecessary and perpetuates a false narrative, unquote, and that it undermines public confidence in vaccines. The governor issued the comments in a written statement today. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Packing a go bag is essential for disaster preparedness. Your bag should include food and water, personal essentials, COVID-19 needs, medications, electronics, and cash. Keep your go bag in an accessible location, such as a front hall closet or garage, where it's easy to grab on your way out. For a detailed list of items to include in your go bag, visit aarp.org/L-A.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this summer. With 29 cuts of lean, protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Independence Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner. Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. The time has come for our nation to come together as a group, as a community, and as a family of brothers and sisters. Have you been searching for a patriot group to join? At AP 3%, we believe that citizens from all walks of life must stand unified, peaceful, and in a legitimate manner to overcome tyranny. Our goal and mission are simple. We believe in the sanctity and principles of the Constitution of the United States of America in its entirety. We fully support all constitutional law enforcement, first responders, and the military. AP 3%, reclaiming America, one patriot at a time. APIII.US.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.gracewiththegreenlight.com. graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Yeah, so we playing around here in the studio. It's WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Community Voice of the Crescent City. And we do say a lot of crazy stuff. Well, a lot of things that seem crazy, but hey, have you ever read the book 1984? Because we right in the middle of it, you know.
Oh, things sound crazy. I would like to point out to the listeners that everything that we said about the COVID thing was true. you thought we were crazy. 2 years ago, you all thought we were out of our minds. Right, now you're all going to say we're right the whole time.
I mean, you know, it's just, hey, look, when the one of the best quotes is the one for the Gina, you involved in this, is the... In the time of universal deceit, which is what we have now, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That's from the 1984 George Orwell's book. Everybody should get that book, and then you start seeing Soylent Green is people, for sure.
Oh, that was you know, I mean, it's righteous is the new rebel. I came up with that phrase, and I think it's the truth. Right now, if you're a do-gooder, you're downright rebellious to the modern culture.
Well, and to y'all's point, too, you know, I don't know if people paid any attention to what happened, the election that happened in Colombia, right, just took place. And they voted in a communist, Marxist dictator. Colombia is right there next to Venezuela. These people know better. At least you would think so, right? But, you know, what's happening with this invasion, too, and with the whole Orwellian thought process, we are living. It's so, you know, this invasion is part of this communist Marxist takeover.
Exactly.
And
there
I'm telling you, the United States is their target. It has been. We've seen it. It's the CCP-style propaganda on everything, not just the border. And that's why, even within the great state of Texas, even within the Republican Party, they still barely even recognize the border crisis, this fabricated humanitarian crisis, you know, orchestrated by our own federal government.
See, what we
we're so censored.
What we're dealing with is a bunch of pedophiles that are rhinos. You know, lots of Democrats are pedophiles, and we ought to just start calling them out. There's a thing now. I mean, if I had an overpass to get on, I would. You see, we get killed in our overpasses here because it's cross-town traffic. But anyway, I could get killed just walking down the street. But anyway, no, the thing is, there's something coming surfacing that's a demand for Biden to step down for what he did to his daughter and them silencing her. Obama silenced this kid, you know, right when her diary was found and stated that the problems that she was working through in rehab had everything to do with what her father did to her as a child. Now,
and did y'all also see that the rumors now are that even the Pope is about to, the rumors going around is that the Pope is about to resign?
Well, he's a fruitcake. He should have resigned he's a fruitcake. He should have resigned when Inez Zio Gretti found a cache of films and the documents of the disappeared, where he was, when he was back in Argentina, he was the priest that consoled the loved ones of the disappeared, and he lied to them that they were dead, and they weren't. Two nuns whose brothers were held captive, but they were let go, let it known where they were holding these people hostage. And so when these this evidence became available, this was 2008, she called a friend in Hollywood. The Argentine government came in and raided the house and took everything, because she had told the families of the disappeared what she had found. They solicited the Vatican to help them get this evidence from the Argentine government. So they did. And then guess who has control over the evidence? These bunch of jackasses. They gave it to Pope Francis to control. So
what is the one of the largest NGOs that has that is single hand, well, one of the many, but one of the largest behind this invasion, not just here within the United States, but also right. overseas in Europe and in every other country, the UN, but of course, Catholic Charities. Right. And for resident Biden to sit there, you know, and Nancy Pelosi to claim, you know, I started off in the pro-life movement to claim that they are Catholic. I'm not Catholic now.
Look,
I called
the Catholic Archdiocese when Nancy Pelosi was acting up and saying really crazy things. I mean, she was so drunk, you know, all the time, and saying outrageous things.
And not off of that communion wine either.
Right.
Well,
right.
I mean, here's
exactly.
The thing,
so I called the Archdiocese of New Orleans and said, look, I would like to start a petition to have her excommunicated. We can't have this with our leaders. Now, of course, that could have been a reason why the archbishops and then decided to, you know, but I think they were already doing the phony baloney documents. I just didn't find out about it.
We're told that there's going to be people who are going to claim to be Christians, but when Judgment Day rolls around, Jesus is going to tell them, "I never knew you." And if you're a Christian, you have to look around at the world right now and realize that there are a lot of people.
Okay, well, California.
They claim that they're that, you know, but they are not, you know.
Now, California has someone running against Nancy Pelosi. The lady's going to try again. Nancy Pelosi lost in, I did that by accident. And I just have water to drink. I should have had a cocktail before I came like everybody else. There we go. I'm going to unplug the phone. Hey, that could be from, there we go. I was going to pull the phone out the wall. But there's a lot of people running against crazy people. Like they have Tina Forte running against AOC. When Bill Maher, you know, he did a great thing on her, but he was really wondering if they were, you know, serving bath salts at the Republican National Conventions for things that she said, like, you know, one of her T-shirts was, "We could blank another president." And her T-shirt sales went through the roof after he mocked her. So that was good. And she's had something to say. Tina Forte is running up against AOC. And she had something to say as a mother going to the gym in her car. I caught her on Twitter, and she was saying some outrageous things. I mean, cursing, but that was good. I liked it. And
well, I'll tell you what, one of our biggest things right now that we're going after with Secure the Border is these NGOs. And it's Endeavors and Catholic Charities. Those are two of the largest. And it just, when I saw that today, you know, and we have to be able to fight this back everywhere that we can. And God bless you guys, James, with what you guys are doing and getting this information out there in just a quote-unquote crazy way, if you will, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, you guys are awesome. And like you're saying,
James has another idea. James, you tell it about the cargo, about the truckers. James, you fell off the line.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just trying to refresh my memory there. Are you talking about? No. I just had to remember our conversation.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. We had so many.
No, I think that, you know, these trucking companies that have old and worn out trucks, you know, trailers, they need to take them down to the border and tip them over on the side with the top toward Mexico, because they may be able to tear through the shell of that truck in no time, but then they're going to get to the bottom of it where all the cargo rests on, and that's going to be a pretty tough dig. And it's not as good as a regular wall, but you could definitely make it so you funnel them into an easy to catch location.
Right. Exactly. But what about, so we're going to deal with Mike Myers next week, too. You know, he's going to tell us what's been going down, because they have in Pima County safe zones to park on, huh, Sheena? In Arizona to park on. And they have those approved by Patriots as U.S. border agents. Because it's private property we're parting on. But look, I know what they've been doing, bringing in, illegal aliens, because I worked for Catholic Charities for 2 years. But you see, I ran a distribution center, and I can promise you we treated so badly. We only have like 10 seconds for a break. We treated so badly that one of the women that I worked with left and went and started working for the Minutemen.
This
so
is
we're
Reverend
back
Howard Sturgeon, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company, and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on
Hey, I like that. We can play that for a minute. Right. So, of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We have the last segment going up. And we're still with James Neighbors from Overpasses from America and Sheena Rodriguez. And y'all could go on the internet and get in touch with them if in between Mondays. Stay in contact with James. He's got a lot going on. And I'm going to be putting an article of Sheena's that she had written up on my WGSO webpage. I wanted to bring up something that people might not realize or might not say. Liz Cheney, Rhino Liz Cheney, who lied that President Trump knew that Russia had put a bounty on killing Americans, which was not true. She later announced it. She later admitted it was a hoax and laughed about it. Those are the times that we should be demanding nonstop for people to be forced to resign, just like Adam Schiff, what he was doing. No evidence. Adam Schiff's friend, who was a necrophiliac, a big major donor to the Hillary Clinton, Ed Buck. He could not explain away. It was actually a third dead body, but they only listed two, in his apartment of young black men, which he was going on the streets, soliciting them with drugs. Come to my apartment, you can have all the drugs you want. You got to let me film you in different stages of inebriation. Well, they would die. That's what you call filming snuff films. Snuff films. Exactly what they found on Weiner's laptop. You know, the husband of Huma Abedin, the chief deputy for Hillary Clinton, and also the handler for the Muslim Sisterhood. Let's be frank, dears. And so now, one of the first things that President Trump did when he came into office was to ask for all the documents from 9/11. 9/11 Commission, anything that they had. And they had been reviewing that. So since, and even prior to that, to him becoming president, people were looking at and voicing 9/11 being an inside job. Now, I still would like to know what were in the programs at George H.W. Bush's funeral that everyone was freaked out about receiving. Now, people say it's because there was an investigation about 9/11 being an inside job that was planned during the Bush administration. executed going toward the Clinton and Bush administration, and anything that came of it being covered up in the Obama administration. Now, there was a lady that had information of it being an inside job that had killed her husband. Now, she was, went to, I knew the lady, so this is why. She went and brought the information to President Obama. He was very receptive, that she needed to go to see this U.S. attorney who was going to take care of it. The plane crashed on its way. And so when President Trump came into office, he wanted to look at everything so he can have a different view of what was so suspicious about it. Now, this would be one of the biggest scandals in history, but also spying on Trump. What were they so worried about, that if they had so many votes for Hillary Clinton? Was that one of the things they were worried about? Why they need to spy on him? Because he knew this woman was the wife of a friend and associate of Donald Trump. Could be.
I think so he might have been worried about what dirt he might have had on her that he was going to drop as a bombshell.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, no, without a doubt. They needed to spy on him for everything because they're so guilty. You know, the man who brought, who was the handler for Bill Clinton with Jeffrey Epstein, they said he was committed suicide. No, they found him hung in a tree with electric cord around his neck and his chest blown up. A gunshot wound in his chest. I guess he came back from the dead and did all of that to himself. But there's an investigation going on with that. But of course, they're not reporting it. So look, we got about 5 minutes to eight. We have to finish out with my guest saying goodbye till next week. Gina, I'm glad that you stopped in. I got two
me
minutes.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me on. And
anytime.
You know, I will say this. As the daughter of a Vietnam vet who served in, so my father served in Vietnam for 4 years. Mm-hmm. He didn't die on the battlefield, right? Mm-hmm. Got the Purple Heart, several medals. But he died several years later from Asian Orange-induced cancer, right?
Exactly.
Here at home in America.
Right.
I know firsthand what our government is capable of doing to its own people.
Right.
So
we
you
got
know,
the
I'll
vaccines.
That.
Right. They have a new thing coming out with the vaccines for 6-year-olds. Do not take the vaccine. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to be full throttle on it. It's all bull, and they're putting things in your body. Period.
100% pure blood. And
I don't
and
care
proud
who,
to be that. But.
Go ahead, James.
I'd like to call everybody out to get to an overpass near you and complain about the gas prices.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we were 171 before Trump.
Just that.
I mean, before Biden.
Just that.
Under Biden. Exactly. Everybody can
you
do
know,
that.
We're so, more than double where we were. More than double.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason except for they're trying to hurt everybody.
Right. And one thing we found out, there's more pedophiles than we ever dreamed of. That's why they're putting this woman on a bench that whose lifelong mission has been to normalize pedophilia. So if that's not enough to get the Biden and Harris administration to step down. I mean, I don't know how we're going to do it, lasso them, but we could do it through the state because they have a Secretary of State that's not corrupt, or we do have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to research. So anyway, see y'all next time, next week, next Monday for the Beat Exchange.
Walk on gilded splinters with the cane of the Zulu.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.